More upgrades are coming to the Cambie Street Bridge. But don't worry. Traffic won't be impacted until late 2025. That's when the next phase is anticipated to start after Vancouver City Council recently approved a $35 million increase to the $211 million multi-year seismic upgrade and rehabilitation project. The main span and north side of the 40-year-old bridge is next in line for seismic upgrades, a city spokesperson confirmed to VIA. The increase will also allow the next phase to include upgrades for the south approach, 2nd Avenue off-ramp and marine span above False Creek, the city added in its January 21 report. Improvements to the south side of the structure, including new lighting, were completed in 2022. Future phases will follow in subsequent years, the spokesperson said, after Phase 2 is finished. Phase 2 work will be focused predominantly below the bridge deck, so minimal traffic impacts are anticipated on the bridge. More information on scope, impacts and timeline will be shared closer to the Phase 2 start date. Current work on Cambie Bridge ongoing into spring. Currently, the joints on the bridge deck are being repaired as part of the False Creek Connector's structural rehab work. Those upgrades started in November 2024. Residents, cyclists and commuters will endure closures, reduced speeds and foot traffic detours until the expected completion in the spring. Upgrades are taking place Monday to Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. with extended hours as needed, including on weekends. Additionally, the city is hoping to receive federal funding to increase the Cambie Street Bridge's seismic resiliency in the event of an earthquake. City asking for nearly $85 million in federal funding for seismic upgrades. In its report, Vancouver is applying for relief that'll cover 40% of the overpass upgrades from Canada's Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund. If approved, Ottawa would provide $84.4 million of the eligible costs. Given the high likelihood of an earthquake in BC and the significant economic impacts expected, it is important to continue prioritizing seismic upgrades of critical city infrastructure to modern seismic standards, the report added. The finished product will include a pedestrian, cycle staircase and ramp replacements, 10 foundation upgrades, 65 pier modifications, abutment modifications at 6 locations and repaving the entire bridge deck, among others. More than 13 million vehicles cross the Cambie Street Bridge each year. It's one of 3 city-owned bridges that span False Creek, the other are the Granville and Burrard bridges. The City of Vancouver offers the following tips during construction. Open your map app, use traffic cameras, or search for hashtag VanTraffic on X, formerly Twitter, to check traffic conditions along your commute. Visit the TransLink Alerts page for changes or disruptions to your bus service. Stay ahead of road closures throughout the city by visiting the City of Vancouver's Road Closures page or using the Van311 app for information on the go. For more information on the Cambie Street Bridge rehabilitation work, you can visit the city's website. With a file from Lindsay William Ross.